Well, good morning. It's quite strange to be with you virtually this morning. See, it's quite strange. We're all having to get to used to sort of a different rhythm of life, a different way of doing things. Having to answer strange questions like, do I change out of my pajamas and dressing gown before the morning service? And also far more serious questions on it, to be honest. They're unsettling times. At unsettling times, it's very good that we remind ourselves that there is one who doesn't change. The book of Isaiah reminds us, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. I think actually the last time I came to you, I shared with you that at Kerusalem we'd been following a series of sermons, What Is Your Question? Where we were trying to answer questions set by people about meaning of life, difficult issues, and so on, things that were concerning them, and then trying to answer them based on what the Bible says. Because, as I said last time, I think we definitely believe, as Christians, that the answers to all of these questions, or at least the most important questions, or at least the start of the answer to the important questions, is always to be found in the Bible. Now, then, as it happens in our pre-virus plans, I was supposed to be preaching on this anyway, and I did so online actually with Kerusalem last week. And the question I was supposed to deal with was, is Christianity just a crutch for weak people? Is Christianity just a crutch for weak people? And it's a question or almost an accusation, isn't it? It's made by some people. And it's interesting to think what's behind the question. There's some suggestion that we're supposed to be strong and independent. And historically, this has been very, very true of us in the West, maybe more so than in other parts of the world. A great emphasis on the individual, looking after themselves first. Things that we're going to have to unlearn over the next few weeks and months. And it'll be interesting to see when the crisis has passed, if we forget those important things about being neighbourly and thinking of those that are weaker than us. So let's think a little this morning together about what it means to be strong, what it means to be weak, and what the Bible has to say about that. So first of all, let's listen to a reading from God's Word that I believe sets a context for this. So I'm going to turn the reading to Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So in the story, Jesus is calling one person to him. But he's actually doing far more than that. He's not just calling one person to him. He's explaining how someone should come to him. Jesus had just accepted an invitation from Matthew or Levi to his house, and oh, that was a big mistake. This isn't the kind of people a respectable Jew should be mixing with. This man was the lowest of the low. He was a collaborator. He worked with Romans, and worse than that, he was making a profit based on that. But something had happened to him when Jesus talked to him. He had realized that he was weak. He had realized that he was in need, that he was ill, and that he needed, yes, Jesus's company in his life. Of course, not everybody saw that. As we saw, the Pharisees were saying, "Why are you eating with him, this man who collects taxes for Rome, and other people who we call sinners?" Then Jesus replies and he says, "Those who are well have no need of physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now that answers the criticism of the people that were complaining, but it also challenges them. He's saying, in fact, I have not called to come the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So he really is saying, if you think you're righteous, if you think you're strong, if you think you're not weak, then I have nothing to say to you. It's interesting to think, isn't it, about things that make us feel weak and things that make us feel strong. When we think about things that make us feel weak, maybe we feel weak in unfamiliar circumstances. When we're asked to do some things we're not skilled at. When we lose somebody or we lose some financial security or lose out on something. Then we feel strong when we're somewhere familiar, when we can use our natural skills, when we're in good company, when we get on with life. And if we look at those different observations, then they're all about how much power we have, how much control do we have. And it's particularly true that we feel weak when we lose things around us that we tend to build around us to help us feel strong. I'm sure we all feel weaker now than we did a month ago, and that's true about everybody. There are many differences in society. But things like the coronavirus, they level us all out. And the question is, what do we do when we see that? Now, just to do a classic preacher move now, I'm going to quote a hymn. Some of you will be familiar with the hymn It Is Well With My Soul by Horatio Spafford, but there is also a sort of more local version of that. About 4 or 5 miles across the fields in that direction is the church at Clonmac Fawr, and there is the grave of a man called Ebenezer Thomas, or Eben Fardd. And he wrote a very, very famous hymn called Over Iesu Bendigedig. And I'm just going to zoom in very briefly on one of the verses of that hymn. It starts like this. Pwyso'r bore ar fy nheulu, colli rheini y prynhawn. Leaning in the morning on my family, losing them in the afternoon, and I'll come back to that in a bit. Pwyso eilwaith ar gyfeillion, hwythain colli'n fuan iawn, then leaning on friends, but losing that very soon. Pwyso ar hawddfyd, hwnnw'n siglo, profi'n fuan newid byd, leaning on comfort, but finding that shaky, experiencing a change in the world. And then he finishes with this wonderful line, Pwyso ar Iesu, dyma gryfder sydd yn dal y pwysau I gyd. Leaning on Jesus, here is a strength that will hold all the pressure. Now what we have here is not some just theoretical poetry, but the real life experience of a man who lost his wife, 3 of his children, and 1 of his grandchildren in the space of 5 years before he wrote that hymn. A man who had experienced weakness, a man who had experienced loss. And he acknowledges this, and then he turns to Jesus for strength. So like Ebenezer Thomas, the question for us is, and maybe it's more real today than it's been for some time, when the safe things disappear around us, when we feel weak, where do we turn? That happened to me personally in a very real way when I was away in college. I was becoming more and more frustrated that I wasn't the person that I so wanted to be. And worse still, that I couldn't change myself. And when I came face to face with that, very, very simply, and simply had to turn to God and say very, very simply, oh Lord, I'm weak, help me. In the week before the sermon last Sunday, we'd ask people to share things about when they felt weak, when they felt strong. And one of the responses was interesting. This person shared that before becoming a Christian, they were too scared to admit that they were weak. But since coming to know Jesus, they had learned that they didn't have to be strong, but that they could lean on someone else. That was Ebenezer Thomas's experience. And that is the experience of Christians in 2020. So is Christianity a crutch for weak people? What do you think? If you've broken your leg, you need a crutch. What would we say to somebody who is weak and refuses help? And it's a question for our time, when the safe and secure things around us seem so shaky. who do we turn to in our weakness? It's important at times like this that we turn to the great philosophers, and I'm going to turn to one of the big ones now, Clint Eastwood, in the film Magnum Force. Some of you may remember that classic line, "A man's got to know his limitations." What are your limitations? What are my limitations? We always build things up around us to hide them, but they are there, aren't they? Jesus says, "Come to me with your limitations." Those limitations don't push you away, they draw you towards me. In fact, what he tells the Pharisees is, if you pretend that you don't, if you say that you're all right, if you say that you're righteous, then I have nothing to say to you. Now, before we finish, it's very important to deal with one other issue. In one sense, the invitation that I've given today, that those of us who are weak can come to Jesus, it's an easy message to proclaim, and it's easy to listen to. But it's very, very important that we're upfront with people about the reality of the Christian life, that we don't con people into the Christian faith with some fairy story that everything's going to be easy and everything's going to be fine and there will be no problems. If we look at the Bible, we see that that's not true. If we look at the stories of God's people in the Bible, we see people suffering like other people. We see people, Christians, sometimes suffering worse because of persecution. That's true today. If we read God's word, and we all have more time to do that now, we can see that the Bible is brutally honest about what it is like when someone follows Jesus. One of my dad's sisters, Auntie Nancy, had a favourite verse that she used to love quoting when things were difficult. She used to go, "Oh, yn y byd gwrthrymder ag ewch, in the world you will have tribulation." But she never finished the verse, because the full verse says, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus has overcome the world. He has the strength to deal with the issues that swamp us. He has the strength to help us cope when life throws difficult things at us. God says then that difficult and awkward things will strike us. They will come across us. And he doesn't offer that we escape those things. But he does say that when we feel weak at those times, then we can turn to him, because he can hold the pressure, like Ebenezer Thomas Ebenfarth said. And dal y pwysau I gyd, he can hold all the pressure. That's why he came to the world. He came to the world to be one of us. He came to the world to live like us, to get tired like us, to experience thirst like us, to be tempted like us. And finally, he died and resurrected for us. And he said to each one of us, "Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're honest with us. And we thank you that you invite us to be honest with you. You invite us to strip away all those things that we can hide behind. You invite us to push to one side all those things that we lean upon, and admit before you that we are weak and that we need a physician, as Levi needed Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that not only are you willing to accept us, but you're yearning for us to come to you. Lord, help us to respond. Help us to depend on you, and help us never to pretend that we're strong in and of ourselves, but rather to lean on you, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.